Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to do exactly that, which is what John's done. John, welcome. You're on the program. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Doctor, I've never heard anyone cut through the emotional clutter like you do. You do a fine job, and I really appreciate your show.
Thank you.
You mentioned you're welcome. You mentioned memory. I have an unusual memory, and I believe I remember my little brother coming home in diapers. That had to put me about maybe 2.5 years old. And then I remember the front yard. I remember the house. I remember playing with my older sister in that neighborhood, in that front yard, the white picket fence. But I have a blank spot, and then I move on to perhaps kindergarten area. So I was just curious as to what you know about memory in regard to who remembers what when. My siblings, I remember the earliest things of my five siblings.
Are you the oldest?
Close. I have an older sister that
left
home just before I went into service. But in any case, I was just curious what you knew about early memories. We played in the rain and then on her little tricycle and my sister's tricycle and.
It's really interesting. That's your memory of your tricycle. I was just thinking as you were talking with me that my earliest memory as a child that is clear. I mean, there's something a little indistinct. Was exactly that of my tricycle, and I had to have been I was probably a little older than you. I was probably closer to 4, 3.5 or 4. But I remember in a Quonset hut in Colorado, and my younger sister, who was 1.5 years younger than I am, so I was. And I think my other sister wasn't there. I don't think she was born yet. And my other sister, I have the next sister is, I think, about 4.5 years younger than I am. So it was I was less than 4.5. I was about 4 riding on that tricycle. And it was a red tricycle. I absolutely remember. It's very distinct. I remember the clothesline. And then I don't remember. I have some indistinct memories before that. But I can remember each of my sibs coming home except one of my sisters, the one who's 1.5 years younger than I am. And so it's a good question. And it may be what we know about memory. Let's sort of see if we can understand your situation by what we know about memory. We know that earliest in, last out. So the fact that it's not unusual that you can remember something when you were very young. The question is, what can you remember? What's the earliest thing you can remember? And it sounds like that early memories have to have certain characteristics. Number one, they have to be distinct, as your tricycle was, and as my tricycle was, I guess. They may be emotionally have pretty strong emotional valence, bringing somebody home from the hospital. There probably has to be a minimum age. And I would guess that there probably has to be some kind of language, which is what I was talking about earlier, that if there's no language, there's no label. If there's no label, there's no place to put it. There's no way to hang it. So, which means it's probably there. It just can't. I mean, there in theory, during the late 80s, early 90s, there was this thing about regression that people could hypnotize you and get you back to not only your birth but earlier life regressions.
Yeah, sort of.
That seems to me a little iffy, but certainly in your particular case, it would seem to me if you were 2.5. You probably already had language skills because especially second children tend to talk later, but they understand language probably earlier than first children because they're talked to not only by adults but by your older sister. So,
I definitely communicated with my older sister, and that tricycle was hers, and it had the crescent handlebars that were ivory, and we could put a foot on the back axle, and you could use it like a scooter. It was quite small. But I vividly remember that. But at some point, I lost everything until perhaps just fourth kindergarten.
Well, but again, that would fall in, that would fall into the categories that we're talking about. It's probably not that you lost them. It's that the ingrown, if you look at a brain, and you see that they're kind of they're like furrows in the brain. You know, if you look at like brain coral. Okay, the idea is that a memory that's laid down, and laid down is probably a very accurate term, is a biochemical electrical response that actually has physical manifestations. So you're actually changing the lineup and perhaps the topography of the brain, right? You're actually changing it, and that's how you lay down the furrow. And the assumptions are at this moment that the more intense the experience, the deeper the furrow. The more you access it, the deeper the furrow, and the pathway is clearer. So the fact is that you remember those events because they were dramatic and maybe even traumatic, but they had, and it seems that the more intense the memory, it's why trauma, for example, why do we remember trauma more readily than we remember non-traumatic events? Post-traumatic stress disorder, right, has to do with the fact that it's through stress, right? It's traumatic by definition.
The real intense things. My wife is Filipino. She remembers being in her mom's arms and rolling off the side of a mountain trail where the Japanese were marching them down into the village where there were some people killed. But she wake up in the middle of the night in distress from that on a rare occasion.
And it fits the model, doesn't it? Which is the more intense the experience, the more intense the emotion attached to the memory, the more significant the memory, the deeper the engram, the more accessible, the more likely it is to be recalled. So
well,
those
I'm about two and a half. Where does anyone go back further? Most people don't. My siblings don't.
Well, people, it's not common. And so when we hear about it, it is usually under, for example, it sounds like your wife, when her memory is older, that she was younger than two and a half. But there was that.
Well, I'm 7'3", and she's 75.
Well, but the point is,
born in the Philippines.
Yeah, no, but the point being that the memory that she's able to access, she was younger than two and a half. So she's able to do it because it had unusual trauma to it. Your experience with your sibling, first of all, your sibling, when they came home, displaced you as the baby. So that's going to be a pretty intense experience, especially for a very young child. And the bike was your sister's bike, so there was a certain amount of danger and excitement and fun attached to it. Now, the question is not why would you remember that, because that would be pretty easily explained by the model that we've got, which is that memory, the deeper memory is associated with more intense emotional experience, and both of those would be pretty intense for a two-year-old or two-and-a-half-year-old. The question is then, and it's not surprising why you'd remember your first day of school, which I remember as well. Not yours, mine. But then the question is, why is there kind of a haziness between about two and a half and five or six? And the answer may be that it was that they were pretty ordinary, for lack of a better term, events, that there were not huge emotional impact attached to a lot of that behavior. So it may be if you looked at the family album and you saw a picture when you were, let's say, Christmas when you were four, or your father taking you to work or something, with a jog to the memory. And again, we know that visual images are stored in a slightly different area than some other ones. It may be that traumatic images are actually stored, not only are they deeper and more intense, but they may be stored in slightly different areas. So the idea being, if there was something to jog the memory, whenever I smell a gatane, which is a French cigarette, I'm instantly back on an archaeology dig when I was about 16, which I don't really have much access to unless there's that trigger. But there can be triggers, and so if the idea is that emotional intensity is probably its own deepening device, and then everything else can be triggered. Let me put you on hold. We'll talk about this a little bit more, all right? 855-99-37569. We're talking about memory, yours, mine, and ours. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we were talking about memory with John, and his question was, why do I remember some things from early memory? And he's right, around two and a half is when most people's earliest memories date. Sometimes a little earlier, sometimes a little later. And again, the assumption is, as he said, Freud says, well, we're just so so uncivilized that we don't want to think about it anymore. And I think that's probably less true than Piaget's, which said if they're not labeled, there's no way of putting them. And if you've ever tried to deal with a file drawer of stuff that's not labeled, it's impossible to find anything. And that's the point. It may be stored, but it's not accessible because it's not stored in any particular way. It's just there. It's just kind of dumped. So the question is, first of all, what do you remember and why do you remember it? And one of the answers is pathways, intensity, and it can be stored in more than one area. And if it's stored in more than one area, obviously it would be, like, for lack of a better term, called cross-filed, right? So if something's cross-filed, then even if you're not in one area, you're probably going to find it someplace else. As I mentioned, there are things that will trigger memory. Smell is certainly it is one of the more profound and ancient. It's called the dog brain. Is one of the more accessible and older parts of the brain that is a very fast trigger and bypasses a lot of other things. Taste, for example. I was going to say taste, but the image that came to mind was one of smell, which is smelling apple pie and thinking about your mom's kitchen. In fact, real estate agent will tell you that if you're trying to sell an apartment, that what you should do is put cinnamon around because it makes people instantly think of his home. So that's which is basically true. Or put an apple in the microwave because people have unconscious associations. Taste, I suppose, there are things that will remind you of a certain experience, and obviously smell and taste are linked. They're not the same, but they're linked. As I was talking with John, looking at a photo album, so that obviously vision, being able to see things, can trigger memories. In fact, one of the earliest memories I have is me standing outside the same Quonset Hut door, wanting to be let in, and I was clearly just before I was toilet trained, which was probably around 2-ish, and I don't know if the memory is real or just because the photos achieve it. And it's always been kind of a strange thing as a psychologist to see that in the photo album, and my mother kept prodigious photo albums for me, for my baby brother, my last brother. It, literally, this is a true story, his baby book is not unwrapped. So after 6, he said, okay, let him. And my baby picture was always the one they took to school because, you know, when the first children, they were photographed every 4 seconds. But there's pictures of me, and I think they're either 3 or 4, where I'm knocking on the door and saying, let me in, you know, I have to go to the bathroom. And then in the last one, there's this puddle of, oh, never mind. And I remember thinking when I looked at that, well, rather than taking a picture, why didn't you just let me in? So, I don't know. My mother was acting out, I suppose. Or maybe my father took the picture, but I don't think so. But it occurred to me, whoever took the picture could have let somebody in, which is the same issue that people have with photographers today, right? Of why are you photographing somebody in distress as opposed to helping somebody in distress? I guess my parents were just practicing to be war photographers or something. All right, so we know that any of the touch presumably can remind you of things as well, and being touched. If you've ever, for example, been Rolfed, which is deep tissue, that it will bring up memories because there are body memories that are stored clearly that are associated with touch. That a lot of people, when they have massages, beyond the obvious, have memories that will come up. So let's see, we've done, I'm just trying to think, we've done hearing. Hearing music can be very evocative of putting you back in a place. I told the story before of being on the way to work, and I was going to work about the same time every day. This was in Massachusetts when I had a car, and the same song would be playing on the radio quite frequently, and it was the theme from Brian's song. Remember the Brian Piccolo story? Which was, I don't know, a very long time ago, of a football player who died of cancer. And his wife's name was Joy. But it took me about 3 weeks to make the association because I'd hear the song without associating with anything and start crying. And it took me about 3 weeks, which meant it wasn't every day for 3 weeks, but probably 3 or 4 experiences to finally put the pieces together to figure out what the memory was, what the association was. So the idea being that memory is stored in different places at different times for different reasons, is accessible in different reasons, and they're now saying that, you know, and it's to me, it's somewhat remarkable that one of the ways we have of describing memory is a light going on, right? And then they're now saying that light therapy does seem to be able to help you to access memories more easily. So, and the idea is, even with something as devastating in terms of memory as Alzheimer's, that it's not that the memories are erased, it's that the connections are. So if you can reconnect through other pathways, and we know that that's possible. We know it's not only neural splicing, which is kind of this brave new world, but we know, for example, when people have had strokes and their motor skills are affected, which are obviously a lot less complicated than memories, that you can teach, you can use other pathways for them to learn new motor skills. So the idea is that you can figure out other pathways. Pretty interesting stuff. All righty, 855-993-7569. All right. This is kind of an interesting story, that Beijing is trying to clear its dirty air of cigarette smoke. Well, Beijing still burns coal. And apparently for the Olympics, they tried to convince everybody not to do it. So, because I was actually invited to Beijing a bunch of years ago, and I would still love to go. And the government invited me to come. But it was the time where I was doing TV, and I couldn't go. Apparently the only month that they really allow foreigners to come for health reasons is September and October, the only 2 months, I think. I think it actually is those 2 months. And I couldn't do it because I had to shoot TV shows. And hopefully they'll invite me again. But the reason that they gave is that you'll have lung problems if you come other times of the year, that I guess that there isn't as much coal as burned, or that the onshore breeze. I don't know exactly what the explanation was, or maybe a combination of it, but they're now saying that cigarette smoke is as much an issue as anything else. There are a number of kind of medical stories today. They're now saying that HIV slows down when deprived of sugar and nutrients. Well, so does everything else, so that's not surprising. That contact lenses may alter the bacteria in the eye. Well, it's foreign protein, so why would it not? I mean, the idea being that science is taking on, and medical science in particular, is taking on more and more things that really do affect us in very kind of personal ways. In case you're worrying about, what was it, I'm trying to, the latest that they said that there was Russian hacking, that 100,000 IRS files in the U.S. They're now saying the Japanese pension system has been hacked with personal data leaks. 25 million cases, which makes 100,000 look like, I suppose, child's play. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue, On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A+ rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has a opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their bodies stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm here to do exactly that, 855-993-7569. Kathy, you are on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How might I help?
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I live in a rather small town. We only have one beauty shop. yeah. And there's... four girls that work in that shop, and I would like to change beauticians. Quite by error, I got a different beautician, and she did a real nice job cutting my hair. The problem is that I become good friends with my beautician, and I'm not sure they all work the same hours. You
Oops.
Know,
and all, do they work the same days as well?
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah, because it's closed on Sundays and Mondays. So, you know, there's no way for me to sneak yeah. in there and yeah. think, okay, this is her day off or, you know, she's not going to be there. Or, and I just don't know, you know, without hurting her feelings.
yeah, well, and technically you're not. I mean, technically you're the consumer, and it's one of the reasons, you know, why we try and keep business and personal separate, which of course none of us do. All right, here's a possibility, because I was going to say, well, just find out one day she's not there. You could also find out if she's going on vacation. Dun, dun, dun. And, you know, because they probably don't all go on vacation at the same time, especially with the summer coming up. But one of the possibilities is just say, how often do you go?
Well, I'm planning on going more often, I think, but I usually only went like four times a year.
Oh, well,
cut and the color.
All right, for the cut and color, I mean, you can probably find out when she's going to be on vacation, but if you'd like to go more frequently than that, what I would say, and this is, let's just walk through it, and then we can decide if this is viable or not. Say, do you know what? When Esmeralda did my hair, it just occurs to me that, you know, I love the way you do my color, but she did such a great cut. Would it be okay with you if I alternated?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Oh, I'm glad you like that. Okay, because yeah. That might really work. And it's probably true that one of them is better at one thing and one is better than the other. And
yeah.
Especially if you deal with the one that you have more experience with and saying, is it okay with you if I alternate? And emphasizing the fact that she does a terrific job on something, then the secondary one will already be established with her that you're going to go back and forth. And if you tip both of them lavishly, they probably won't care so much.
Great. Okay.
All right.
That sounds excellent. Thank you. I knew you'd have an answer.
And your hair looks great. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Terrific. All righty.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 855-993-7569. Okay. Every man in America and Canada and worldwide is scratching their head and said, what's the big deal? Who cares which barber you go to? We care. And they care. Julie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. How are you? Well, this
Good,
is the follow-up to the question that I had on, I think, last week one time about seeing my sister, a strange sister, at the wedding.
Right.
And I came to the conclusion that I could not afford much emotional energy. I was cordial, and that was it. Well, while we were sitting in the reception, my family had like three tables, you know, 10 people per table,
right.
8 to 10,
right.
Something like that.
Okay.
And I was conversing with someone across the table. And then from behind, someone came behind me, put both their hands on each cheek from behind and kissed me on my right cheek and said, hi, Jules, and scurried off. Ran so quickly that I barely knew who it was, and I looked, and it was my sister.
Well, that's pretty cool. How do you feel about that? Is that good news or bad news?
Well, I was really, really upset, quite frankly, because I think that there are probably 1,000 other ways that one could approach someone to.
Honey, wait a minute. She is terrified of your response, okay? And understand for just a minute, close your eyes and just think about how her stomach felt when she approached you. And it's not surprising to me that she approached you from behind. She couldn't avoid her. She couldn't read any sort of dismissive or unhappy look on your face because she was behind you. She touched you. She kissed you. And you were probably engaged with other things. So at that moment, she was trying to control a situation that literally terrifies her. And I think if you can look at it from that way, I think it took enormous courage for her to approach because she didn't have to. She could have just ignored you or sort of said, you know, waved to you across the room. She wanted the contact. It's a physical thing to do. She touched you. She kissed you. So how much, what happened for the rest of the wedding? Anything? Did you go over and seek her out? Did she come and find you?
No, I was just in shock. And
why was it shocking to you? What was shocking to it about you?
This is the issue that I have is, so while I was in the hospital, four doors down.
No, but we went over that. That,
right.
That's done.
Okay. But why does she do the display in front of my whole family?
Oh, see, I think you're misreading it completely.
I think I'm not. I really think that it was, now the ball is in my court.
Well, I think that's true. But that has nothing to do with the rest of the family.
Mm.
Honey, you have to accept she is not, she is afraid of you. And we don't become best friends with somebody we're afraid of. We just don't. Because we're always figuring that they're going to dismiss us, that they don't like us, they're going to hurt us, they're going to wound us, they're going to, she's afraid of you. I'm not saying that she has to be your best friend, because it doesn't sound to me that the two of you have a lot in common except genetics. But the assumption that somehow she was doing this as, for the rest of the family, I think it's not accurate. I think the fact that the ball is in your court is now, and you can do whatever you want. But here, what if you tried this? What if instead of trying to make anything, what if you just sent her an email that said, would have loved to have spent a little more time with you at the wedding. Hope you're doing well, or you looked well, or it was such a quick interaction. I didn't get a chance to tell you how nice your hair looked. And you don't have to do it. Julie, the ball is in her court, or the call is in her board, whatever that. Obviously, the call is in her court. No, the ball is in her court. See, I messed myself up. It wasn't even your fault, honey. Look, you're just going to have to accept she's not going to do things because either she can't for whatever reason, because she's emotionally incapable, because she's intellectually incapable, because she's. But I mean, I think you have to. Well, I think she's more than embarrassed. I think she's afraid of you.
All right.
And when we're afraid of people, we don't put ourselves. She's not going to put herself out there. She can't. She feels too vulnerable. And you can. I mean, you don't have to be her best friend. But what I would do is just something that's pretty neutral. That sort of sends an email that says, "Would have liked to spend more time with you at the wedding." That shade looked great on you. That, you know, shade of pink, would have loved to have talked with you a little bit more. Then it's in her court.
So why not just ask the obvious? If in an email, you took me by surprise.
Well, I think that's fine to say. But that, I mean, saying, you know, I was a bit surprised, would have liked to spend a little more time with you. But don't leave it as an insult. Don't leave it as a criticism. Say something nice. Is there something nice to say about her? If you really tried, if I said, I'll give you $1 million, if you could figure out something nice to say, would you get the $1 million?
Yes, I would.
All right, so what are you going to say? What's worth $1 million? What's a compliment that's worth $1 million? It doesn't even have to be a compliment. It can just be a statement of fact. You know, that you look great.
She has a nice dress on.
Perfect. Say, it was brief, but I thought you look great in the dress. Hope to spend more time with you at some point. And let it go. And send the email off, or text her, and then let her respond to you.
But I don't want to.
Yes,
that's what I'm not understanding. Do I really don't.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, because if nothing else.
Pretty badly.
Well, but all it has to do is neutralize it. Your question to me last week was, how do I get beyond this? And I'm telling you how to get beyond it. You're just saying, yeah, but I want it to be easy and quick, and then I want to be able to walk away from her. I want her to apologize. She's not going to. She's afraid of you.
Okay. All right.
Life's short. You don't need this kind of crap sort of bobbling along behind you. Neutralize it. So just send her back an email saying, look great in that dress. Would have liked to spend more time. You really caught me unawares, but hugs or whatever. Do it in your own style, right? And because that's how you get beyond it.
All right. Ready? Thank you.
You're welcome, my little reluctant person. Julie, you'll be next. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant's
Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Dottie, you are on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi there. Dr. Joy, I just wanted to, I'm a retired beautician.
Okay.
And I just wanted to let that lady know who wants to change beauticians and hairdressers in the shop, and she feels funny or uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That's done all the time in shops. So, not all the time, I shouldn't say that, but
not infrequently. All right. So,
yeah.
So what's the best way? Was my way okay to do it? Because I think all of us went in.
That sounded good. Yes.
So if I came to you, if you'd been my beautician for, let's say, a year, and then you were on vacation or something and somebody else did my hair, then what's the best way to say it? I said to you, Dottie, listen, you've been great. Because I think most of us have had probably even you've had the experience, if somebody does your hair really well for a while and then they don't,
And I don't know if they lose interest. I don't know. You know, what is it that happens? How come you can do my hair really well?
They want to try someone different. You like the shop.
Yeah.
And the hours and so forth and, you know, the atmosphere. But you want to change, you know, just for, I guess maybe you think the other one might do it better or different or
that's a really good point to make of I think you've done a great job, but I just thought I'd try somebody different just to see you know what they had in mind. I had the experience the person that I was working with had been working with for a couple months, was really good but very unreliable about time. So if I got there in the middle of the day, she was always running late, but at least it wasn't a problem. But there are a couple times where I had an early morning appointment and I have to go on the air, so it doesn't make any difference what my hair looks like at that moment. I got to be in front of the mic, and she was late, and she did it two or three times to the extent she's good and she's fast, but it just wasn't worth the, you know, the anxiety. And so one of the other people who was there was much more reliable. If she says she'll be there at 10, she'll be there at 10. And so I just switched over to her, and I felt kind of uncomfortable about it. And I said, look, she's just more reliable. She's here when I need her to be.
Yeah. And most persons who have been doing hair for years, they don't think anything of it. It has happened to them probably many times.
And that's a good point, yeah. They weren't very upset about it. They said, look, we're all friends here, and that's fine. So.
But that's what I mean. If she wants to change, just go ahead. It will be uncomfortable the first time, you know. But if she continues to go back,
it's a good point, yeah.
Anything of it.
Well, that's very helpful, Dottie. It's always nice to hear from the other point of view. My whole thing, I had a perfectly good reason to do this, but it was still a little uncomfortable. And I said, you know, and I gave both of them hugs, and I am charming to both of them, but you're right, it was a little uncomfortable. And you're saying, and they, as I said, they weren't particularly upset about it, or at least they didn't appear to be upset about it.
No.
But I guess they can't really.
I'm sure it bothers them a little bit.
Yeah.
You know? But if they've been doing hair, I'm sure it's happened before, and, you know.
And will happen again.
Do it without worrying.
Fair enough.
And, you know, you think that you're their best friend, but everybody is their best friend. Really.
Good. That's a very good point, that it's your job to be charming. And somebody who took,
friends, I don't. But, you know, everyone that comes in the shop is their friend.
Exactly.
Nice.
Well, you're right. They're always taught to be friendly and courteous and to listen to you talk about things they probably are not very interested in. And, you know, I think it was Detroit. The American Psychological Association took three groups and gave them psychological training. The three groups were cab drivers, bartenders, and beauticians, with the idea of being able to help spot people who are potentially suicidal. And it was an enormously successful program, but the idea being that these are people who would not ordinarily approach a therapist, but your bartender, your cab driver, and your beautician are people that with your cab driver, you're in a car, which is all of us have been taught is a private space. With a bartender, obviously, it's one-on-one with alcohol involved, and with a beautician, it's one-on-one of someone who's touching you. Your body. I think massage therapists may have been involved in it too, but obviously more people are going to see a cab driver, a bartender, a beautician than are going to see a massage therapist. But
I found it very interesting to listen to people's stories, and you'd be amazed. I mean, no one ever told me anything bad or anything, but just about their general life, you know, what they did.
Pretty interesting, huh?
Yes, it was. It really was, because people are interested.
Honey, no argument for me. In fact, people used to say that I might as well work at a beauty shop because people always look better when they left my office than they did coming in.
It's a good feeling when they go out the door, you know, with their head high and their hair perfect. So,
well, I wasn't quite so good at hair, but I think it's a great gift, Dottie. I appreciate it. So you're not doing hair anymore?
Oh, no. I've been retired for about 20 years now.
Wow. Do you do your own hair?
Oh, yes. Well, I don't do my hair. I cut it, but I don't do anything else to it because I have some natural waves, you know.
Well, I whacked at my hair this weekend, and when I go to my hairdresser, she's going to yell at me. I'm just going to tell her my kid did it. Because
well,
my kid's
be truthful, because, you know, that's another thing she's seen many times before.
Yeah, this is going to take a little bit of work.
Did you cut your hair?
I'll say my kid. It was my kid's fault.
She'll know you're fibbing. But
absolutely. Yeah, I am not a good liar. All you have to do to know I'm lying is look at me. And I know, yeah, I'm right. So
yeah.
That's right.
But anyway, I won't keep you any longer. I just wanted her. Hopefully she's listening.
I hope so, too.
Yeah, she might call you back. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Dottie. That was great. So, see, there we go. This is kind of community psychology 101. As I mentioned last week, Uber was having a huge protest, and I'm still not sure what it's about, but they've changed their policy, apparently. They said that there were a couple of issues, and as they call them, PR catastrophes involving customer privacy. Apparently, they use the, it's called the God View tracker embedded in the app to spy on whereabouts of a BuzzFeed reporter and a high-profile venture capitalist last year. All its corporate employees, but not its drivers, reportedly had access to GodView and could monitor a user's activities. Oops. They said, wait a minute, there's more to this story. Let's see if I can get a bit more. An executive made a remark about hiring a team to dig up personal dirt on journalists that criticized the service. The new privacy policy lists what kind of data it collects from customers. Wow. Uber keeps a record of your transactions, amount, distance traveled, date and time, and gathers info about your device model. It can access any call and SMS detail between the driver and yourself, as well as see your device, IP address, browser, and website you visited before it, so on and so forth. Wow. Starting July 15th, they have to ask you for permission to switch on real-time tracking. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.